On May 20th, 2010, Dr. Habib Dagher, leader of the University of Maine's Deep Sea Wind Consortium, held forth for an hour on the advantages of deepwater offshore wind farming as opposed to land-based wind farming and nearshore wind farming. The talk took place as part of a gathering of wind enthusiasts at the Rockport Opera House in Rockport, Maine.
Well, I'd like to talk about this afternoon about diversifying Maine's energy mix and looking at over-the-horizon wind farms. These are farms that we can place 20 to 50 miles offshore, so we don't see them from shore. Unlike Vinalhaven, where you can see them from shore, we don't want to see these. That's an important. You want to go 20 miles offshore. There's a lot of reasons to go 20 miles offshore. First and foremost, we like to say that people come to Maine, and we live in Maine because we want to look out there and not see anything. I want to look at the ocean, I want to be able to see the ocean and nothing else. And you know what? We can handle it both ways. But by taking these farms and placing them 20 plus miles offshore. I'll talk about how to do that. You've all heard about the project, the Massachusetts project, the Cape Point project, 8 to 9 years of litigation. And why? Because people who live near the coast don't want to look at it. That's the number one issue here that they have. And if they don't want to look at it out there, we don't want to look at it either in Maine. And that's really the premise of our work from day one. We want to go 20 plus miles offshore is critical to us. Now, when you go 20 plus miles offshore, you don't see these turbines anymore. Why? Because of the curvature of the Earth. When the Earth is curved, I tell everybody, I give these talks all over the state of Maine. So how many of you wake up in town in the morning and look up across the Atlantic and see the UK? And if you do, I'd like to know what you did the night before. So it really is important for us. And that's really what we're talking about. By going far enough away, then because of the curvature of the Earth, these turbines would drop below the horizon. We call them over the horizon farms. That's our target in this technology. Why do we want to do any of this?
On August 11, 2011, Dr. Habib Dagher of Deep Sea Wind Consortium spoke at an Island Institute-sponsored talk at the Strand Theater in Rockland. In this excerpt, he discusses the importance of siting floating ocean windmills from 20 to 50 miles offshore.
Good evening. I'm Habib Dagher. I'm a professor at the University of Maine. I've been a professor for 25 years. The project I'm working on is to try to figure out if we can float wind turbines and get them 20 to 50 miles off the coast of Maine and do it cost effectively and bring the energy back to Maine. The idea is to place these floating wind turbines 20 to 50 miles off the coast of Maine so they're beyond the horizon so you can't see them from shore. And they're beyond the ability to hear them as well. But of course you've got to put them in places also that we don't interfere with other activities. So we have won a research contract from the Department of Energy a year and a half ago.